report by a nonprofit advocacy group called the Food Research and Action Center shows 11,000 more low-income Ohio children got free or reduced-priced school breakfasts last year. That's an increase of 3.4% from the previous school year. The Children's Hunger Alliance has been working with districts to help them tailor meal programs to meet the needs of students. Spokesperson Charles Kozleski says school breakfast helps families make ends meet and helps improve academic achievement.
There is research all around the world that basically states that if you offer children breakfast as part of the school day, their test scores are improving, their behavioral problems are decreasing. I've been in schools where families, parents would come up and say, "Thanks for the breakfast program. We didn't have the money to feed our children breakfast every morning. This helps."
Kozleski says many Ohio districts are using strategies to increase participation and reduce the stigma associated with a free or reduced-priced meal. A program that allows districts in high-poverty areas to serve free school meals to all children is operating in Ohio. Food Research and Action Center President Jim Wiles says it's rolling out nationally this fall.
It's a great new system for schools with a lot of low-income kids called community eligibility. They don't need individual paper or online applications anymore. They get higher federal reimbursement, and that's going to give schools a whole new shot at really upping their game.
Nearly 11 million low-income children in the U.S. participated in the free school breakfast program on an average day last year, an increase of 3% from the previous year.